Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, The Call of God. And we had looked, as we brought the broadcast to a close, at a scripture and passage found in 1 Kings, the second chapter, and this was a point in time as David neared his death. He was giving instructions and a command to his son Solomon. David is a type of Christ, if you will, a comparison to the Lord, and he was giving his son Solomon, who was not the eldest, but he was called of the Lord to follow in David's footsteps as far as being king over all of Israel. And so David, if you will, as a type of Jesus, and he called out Solomon from among all of his sons, and he set him over Israel to reign as king. And in 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, let me share a couple of verses, 18 and 19. And all things are of God. Now, this just follows that very familiar passage found in 17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's true of everyone who has accepted Jesus as their Savior and placed Him as Lord of all upon the throne of their heart. And verse 18 goes on to say, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And not only have we been reconciled to God, listen to this, He hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, or our sins, if you will, but hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, and this refers to every one of us, you may not be called as a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, but you are a believer, you're a disciple of Jesus. So we are then ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us. That was the purpose and the point and the result of our redemption. Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Praise God. And so every believer in their own way, in their own station of life, are called not just to share the gospel to those who have ears to hear, and we need to be led by the Spirit, but also by our very lives, we are to be examples. We are to, if you will, by word and by example, declare the whole counsel of God. David said to Solomon, to keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, to keep His statutes and His commandments. And he declared to Solomon, if you will do this, you will prosper in all that you do, and wherever you go, you will prosper. Now, Jesus ascended to heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father. But He didn't leave this world without His presence. He sent back the Holy Spirit. Do you remember? He said, it's necessary. He spoke to His disciples that I return to my Father. And He sent the Spirit of Christ so that He could have a many-membered body in this earth. He said, wait in Jerusalem, tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. And He was referring to the Holy Spirit, who He sent to empower every believer. As David said to Solomon, show thyself a man. We are to show to the world that we are the sons and daughters of God. And we can do this only when we keep his word and we declare what he told us to declare and be examples first and foremost of the way of the Lord, that way of holiness that I shared on yesterday's broadcast that Isaiah spoke of, that the evil, the wicked cannot walk therein. But even if we are very simple, even though we're a fool, the scriptures say, we will not make a mistake. We will not err therein. We're to walk in the Spirit of God. And when we do this, we cannot be condemned by the enemy, regardless of what the enemy might try to say against us or whisper in our ear. It will be null and void by the power of God. As many as he called, the scriptures say, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. We are admonished in the scriptures to be filled with the Spirit. And we are told in the Word that the Holy Spirit testifies and witnesses to Jesus Christ. So, the mission and work of the Holy Spirit, why did Jesus send the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit was never sent in this world to lift himself up, but rather to testify of Jesus Christ. And so, as we look round about us at the world today, if we ever needed the power of God, the witness of God, we need it today. The nations of the world, the unsaved, they languish in fear, in uncertainty, in disillusionment. There's no way that's going to bring true happiness or health or prosperity. The leaders of the nations of the world, there's never been such a time as this. Never has been there such a defeatist attitude as today. It's getting darker and darker. The Word says it will do that. And without God, there's nothing but negativity and pessimism, and the darkness of the age is upon us. But as children of God, as members in particular of the body of Christ, we have a charge given to us. It's called the Great Commission. And we are to proclaim God's word, the good news of the gospel. Remember, at the birth of Jesus, the angels appeared to the shepherds to proclaim the good news to mankind, that there is hope, there is life, and that is found in Jesus and in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. The nations need men and women who are willing to obey God, to hear the call of God. This nation needs a people, needs a church, needs the body of Christ that will declare the word of the Lord. And there is an opportunity, as never before, to reach the lost, to reach humanity with the powerful word of God in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God is giving us, before the end comes, this opportunity. And he is orchestrating the move of God's Spirit. Jesus Christ is the head and we are his body. The scriptures are being fulfilled as never before. The word says there'll be a great falling away, apostasy, and we see that occurring. There has been a famine in the land for the word of God. And I'm not talking about just a social gospel, but the gospel of the kingdom of God, where as John the Baptist preceded Jesus, God is calling a church to declare the coming, the return of the Lord, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And so often, you know, there's arguments, are you pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib? And I've loved to share a quote that I heard Ivona Tompkins say. What was her position? Was she pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib? She just said, whatever preacher I heard last. And my stance is that if God wanted us to know specifically, he would have made it clear. The point is, regardless of when he comes, we need to be ready and prepared for his arrival, like the five wise virgins who were waiting with their lamps filled with oil and with their wicks trimmed, awaiting the arrival of the bridegroom. John the Baptist went forth declaring the coming of the Lord. He prefaced his declaration with the word, repent. And so we need to make sure we are right with the Lord. The command given to Solomon was in 1 Kings, the 13th chapter, be thou strong. And in the power of the Holy Ghost, beloved, we can be strong. We can show ourselves equipped, enabled to be the people of God. Whether or not people have ears to hear, that's not our place. We just need to be faithful to declare it. We can't shirk our duty. We cannot say it's too hard, but to the best of our ability, we must obey the charge that has been given to us. And if we will do it, even though the load at times may seem to be very heavy, God will bless and prosper our efforts. Anyone who will actively obey the word of God, the charge that God has given to us, will be blessed of the Lord. And we will see, because of the power God has given us, the enemy of our soul will be bound, and we can walk in the liberty of the sons of God. The command to Solomon was, what did David say? Be a man. In other words, we're to act and we're to live and be as the children of the Most High. Remember, Paul said when he was a child, he did as a child, but when he became a man, he put away the things of a child. So, beloved, God is raising up more than children. We are heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are members in particular of his body in the earth. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and flown away, and we'll just continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray you'll be able to join us. If not, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click and listen to the broadcast anytime at your convenience. But as always, I give an invitation to those who have prayer needs, because there's a spiritual principle, the power of agreeing prayer. I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And know that I pray for you, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. Every day, I ask God to bless and prosper you and lead you in the way of righteousness. So I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.